The conference will now begin.
Hi, Kevra. Let's talk a little bit about Lagbaimer, just for a minute or two. Everybody knows that the time, this time from Pesach to Atzeres, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, is a time of the terrible tragedy of the Histalkus of 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. We can't be masking such a thing. The Gemara says that Kula Meisu mi-Pesach, mi-Pesach v'Atzeres, that they all died during this time between Pesach and Shavuos. And that's why we have halachas of Mixas Dini Avelis during this time. Beis Yossi brings down in Tav Tzadi Gimel, the name of the Balamor, that it doesn't mean that they were dying until Shavuos. They were dying at Preis Atzeres, which is approximately 2 weeks before. And there's a Kabbalah, and they have a Cheshvan that it came out to Lag B'Omer. So that on Lag B'Omer, the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. That's what the Ramah brings over there, Sif Beis. The Ramah brings that we have Menayik to have some Simcha on this day of Lag B'Omer. So the Pri Chodesh and others ask, what is the nature of this Simcha? If we're talking about some sort of Simcha as a result of the fact that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on Lag B'Omer. So the Pri Chodesh says, Mativa shel simcha zu. What kind of a simcha is that? What kind of a simcha is that? We're celebrating that people were no longer dying. It's a little bit now what's going on in the world. There's a feeling of things lightening up, although there are still, well, Elena, there's still people all over the world who are dying from the sickness, from this corona. Nevertheless, there is a feeling of relief that the sense of the presence of the Malach HaMavis is not as near. And we don't feel his presence as much as we were a few weeks ago. So the Pri Chodesh asks, so for that you make a Yontiv Mativa Shosem Chazu. That's a Simcha. That Rabbi Akiva, all of his students died. So there was no one else that was left to die. So the fact is, they stopped dying. So the Chidah answers, and the Pri Chodesh already really is alluding to this, that the Ikka Simcha is not that the Malach HaMavis went away. Of course, there's great relief in that. But unfortunately, the students were killed. And like the Gemara says, and the Medrash says in Kehelas Rabbah, that Olam HaYeshomim, the world was desolate. So what is the Simcha of Lag B'Omer in the Mizgeris, in the framework of this terrible tragedy of the mysterious death of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva? The Simcha is that on that day, as it's brought down in the Shaar Kavanis, of the Arizal, and the Chida also brings, and others bring, that on that very same day of Lag B'Omer, it says, Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva et Rabbi Senesh V'dar M'shana Lahem, that Rabbi Akiva established a new Beis HaMedrash, and he had his first five Talmidim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamur. And the Gemara says, "V'heim heim hamidu tayra, heim heim hamidu tayra." So the simcha is not because the students stopped dying. The simcha is that Rabbi Akiva immediately turned to establishing a new Beis HaMedrash, and he began to teach these five disciples, one of whom was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and all of whom would fill the world mamish with the light of Torah. As it says in the Medrash over there in Kehelas Rabbah, they filled the entire world with Torah, especially the light of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which we're going to be talking about more tonight. They filled the world mamish with Torah. So the Svarim say, if you think about this, it means before Pesach, Rabbi Akiva had a yeshiva of 24,000 Talmidim. Now, that doesn't mean it was in a building. They were all over Eretz Yisrael, 24,000 Talmidim, mostly in the north, but they were all over Eretz Yisrael, 24,000 Talmidim. And he would go from Beis HaMedrash to Beis HaMedrash and give Shiurim. That was his whole existence. Pesach comes, and the students were dying, one after the other. We can't be masig that. We had a tiny taste of that Hashem Yirachem this year, Pesach time, where the Chevet Kedishas were telling us, and we were getting reports to Rabbanim on a regular basis, and I'm sure that all of you saw things in the newspaper or online, that the funeral places and the cemeteries were so backed up for hours, people had to wait to make a levaya because they were rushing. My wife read to me that in one of the funeral places, they didn't have boxes. They didn't have arinus. They didn't have enough boxes for the mason. And they were rushing to make. Each one took it with a rush, took a half hour to make. And Nabach the mason, the dead, were lying there waiting for an arin and waiting for a levaya. And then at the cemetery, people had to wait. They were rushing. The funeral should be fast, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then quickly, you have to bring your own shovel, and then another levaya. This was just the taste of such a thing. It's hard to imagine. Rabbi Kiva was going to 24,000 levayas. We don't even know what that means. And he was making his spadim, and for each one, who in his own miraculous way, he knew personally each one, he mourned, and he was crying, and he was an oval of a chofli rosh for each one, mamish. We can't be masig it. And one would think that having experienced that, the loss of all that he had built over all of those years, and keep in mind that he began when he was 40, and he left home for so many years, and this is what he had. This is what he had built up over the years. And now everything was gone. So one would have imagined that for Rabbi Akiva, it certainly would have been time to retire. And he had every reason in the world. He had 24,000 reasons in the world to go home and to just say to his wife, that's it. I did what I could. I'm finished. I'm just going to sit here and stay here and try to somehow recuperate from what's happened and to learn and to daven and to just stay in my cave. He had every reason in the world to do that. But after the 24,000 Talmidim died, Rabbi Kiva was filled with an awe of Torah Matehe Aleha, of what's going to be the future of Torah. And he began from Bereishis. I find this one of the most inspiring stories in all of Torah, that Rabbi Kiva Mamish gathered together five Talmidim, and he began to learn with them from the beginning. He began to learn with them. And that Mishram Yotza Torah Yisrael, to this very day, you and I are living from that Torah. And the whole Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer Befrat is to celebrate that Torah that began because Rabbi Akiva didn't give up. Because Rabbi Akiva believed that whatever happened, Mashahaya Haya, right now, today, my responsibility is Lahamid Torah Yisrael, is to teach. And he started again. It didn't make a difference. He started again. He began again. For many, many people, even those who, Baruch Hashem, are healthy and well and physically survived, many people are emotionally very, very shattered by what's happened. And for many people, we don't even know how to estimate the losses yet and how to figure out, parnosa-wise, what was lost and what's going to be. So for many people, both in Ruchnis and Gashmis, there's a feeling about, like, how could I start again? So much has been lost, and there's so much that I have built, and I don't know how I could possibly return to that world after so much that's been lost. But if, Baruch Hashem, we're here, and we have our health, and it's Erev Yontif, it's Erev Lag BaOmer, and all of Lag BaOmer comes from that simcha of Rabbi Kiva not giving up, and Rabbi Kiva starting again. And from there, all of Yiddishkeit comes from Rabbi Kiva starting again. So I want to give a bracha to each and every one of you, myself and all of us, and to the entire world, that the world should be able to start again, and that you and I and all of us should be able to start our worlds again. And whatever it is that was lost, whether it's in Ruchnius and Gashmius, whatever it is that was lost, Masha Haya, Haya, but to begin Erev Lag BaOmer, to be filled with the light of the great Tana Rabbi Kiva, and to start again, and to begin again. And Hashem will give a bracha to all that we do. And everything that we do, Mr. Hashem will be, this time, will be forever. We should desire for Mr. Hashem, each one of us to be makabel the simcha of Lag BaOmer with a full heart and looking forward to the beautiful future that awaits us. A freilichem Lag BaOmer, a good yontiv, all my love, cultive.